This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agun Erev Shabbos Rabbeisai, as we prepare for Parshas Tazria, Haba Olinu L'Toiva, I'd like to share with you some ideas connecting Parshas Tazria to the Zman of the year. Now we have very exciting news. Take a look on your screen. First of all, it is now out, the official cover of the upcoming Sefer, The Fire and the Soul, the mystical power of Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and the Zohar HaKadosh. Look how nice it is. Look how beautiful this fire is. You see this fire? It's a nice fire. And you see this big tzaddik lighting the fire? Anybody who could identify the name of the tzaddik will get a free copy of The Fire and the Soul. Also, if you recognize any of these people here in the crowd, you're also entered into a raffle to join our shiur anytime. Okay, now, if anybody wants to mishtatef in this upcoming sefer, it's being prepared. I even finished the final chapter yesterday. I gave in the introduction this morning. All that has to be given in is the acknowledgments, and that's where you come in. You could be in the acknowledgments if you would like to be mishtatef in this sefer. Okay, today we're going to begin Davar Yafa Be'itai, connecting the parsha to the Zman of the year. In a leap year, we read Parshas Tazria before Pesach. And whether it's a regular year or a leap year, Tazria is always read Samach L'Nisan. And the truth is, Tazria is very connected to the Yom Tov of Pesach. And this is an idea that my friend Reb Yisrael Eliezer Levy sent to me, also Reb Daniel Weinstein. The Imre Noyam of Jacob, in this week's parasha, he brings an idea that we've spoken about at length. Yetzias Mitzrayim is like the labor and delivery of the Jewish people. Do you remember that idea? We spoke about that extensively, that the Exodus was the birth of the Jewish people. So, you think it's coincidence that we read about birth in preparation for the Yom Tov of Pesach? Parshas Tazria is the parsha of Leda. And that is very appropriate, as Pesach is the birth of the Jewish people. Furthermore, on Pesach, the night of Pesach, what mitzvah did Klal Yisrael do? They did the mitzvah of Milah. Well, guess which parsha of all the parshiyos, the mitzvah of Milah is said to Klal Yisrael. Only in Parshas Tazria. It's the only parsha that Klal Yisrael is mitzuveh in Milah. Is you think it's coincidence that we read Uviyoim Hashmini Yima Basar Alasai in preparation for Pesach, which is the Yom HaMilah of the Jewish people? Now furthermore, the whole parsha speaks about Negaim. Negaim primarily come for Lashon Hara. And it is well known that the Arizal said that the word Pesach is a compound word. Pesach stands for Peh. It consists of Peh Sach, the mouth that speaks. Namely, that the Koyach HaDibur of Klal Yisrael was freed on Pesach. And one of the reasons why we went into Galus, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ochei noida hadavar. Moshe Rabbeinu says, now I understand why the Jewish people went into Galus. And the freedom of Pesach is a freedom of the mouth. Peh Sach, the mouth that speaks. That's why we were redeemed at Pi Hachirois, the mouth of freedom. And Paroi says, Sagar Aleim Hamidbar, or it could be read, Hamidaber, the Koyach Hamidaber. Paroi is a Pera. And what's interesting is, and if you look in the beginning of Masechta Pesachim, it begins with the sugya of Nekios Hadibor, because that is a appropriate topic in terms of capturing the theme of Pesach. Did you ever notice that Masechta Pesachim begins with the subject of Nekios Hadibor? Why does Masechta Pesachim begin with that? Very simply, because the theme of Pesach is Nekios Hadibor and Cheros Hadibor. Therefore, appropriately, in preparation for the Yom Tov of Pesach, we read about Negoim, to protect ourselves and to ensure that our mouths are being used for the proper reason. Another interesting thing. You know, it says in reference to Tsaras, Adam, Kiyab, Arbisarahi, Adam, man. Why does it say Adam? I mean, it's really for a Jew. A Gentile can't get Tsaras. There's no din Tsaras on a Gentile. Why does it use the word Adam? And furthermore, the Gemara in Yevamos and elsewhere teaches, Atem kruyim Adam. Israel is called man. Ve'ein umayis ha'olam kruyim Adam. The nations of the world are not called man. Which was always used as a way to challenge the fairness of the Torah. That are we prejudiced? Only Klal Yisrael are called man. The nations of the world are not. Are they not eligible to that title? And the answer is, of course they are. All man is beloved, is created in the image of Hashem. However, the special title man, as opposed to ish, or other terms, the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Aperion, explains that the word ish has a plural, anoshim. Enosh, ish is plural, ishim. Enosh anoshim. Adam, there is no plural. There's man referring to one guy, Adam, man referring to a group. The reason why tsaras is such a terrible punishment and it comes for Lashon Hara is because what Lashon Hara does is it causes dissension and separation and fragmentation. And you know what? Dissension is only a fundamental issue for the Jewish people. You know why? Because we are one entity. Even though we look like different people and different personalities, there's something called the entity of Israel, the entity of Klal Yisrael. And Lashon Hara destroys that. The reason why the word Adam, says the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is employed in the context of Lashon Hara is to understand why is Lashon Hara only a problem for a Jew and not for a Gentile. Because the Jewish people are one entity. Therefore, by speaking Lashon Hara, it destroys our makeup. But the nations of the world, each person is an individual by themselves. There is no concept that the nation is one unified entity. And this limud that Saras teaches us, how careful we have to be not to break up the entity of Klal Yisrael, is a fundamental lesson, if not the fundamental lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim. As the Baal Maaseh Hashem tells us, by the way, if you want to join us to go to the kever of the Baal Maaseh Hashem, Rabbi Lezer Ashkenazi, who's buried in Krakow, near the Ramah, and the Megala Amukos, and the Bach, and the Tosfos Yom Tov, and the Rebbe Rav Heschel, and Rav Moshe Isserles, and many, many, many all-time great Gedolei Yisrael, please join us. But one of the Kvarim we'll be visiting is the Baal Maaseh Hashem. He says we dip twice the night of the Seder. Why? One to commemorate the dipping that brought us down to Egypt, one to commemorate the dipping that got us out. The dipping that brought us down was a dipping of dissension. We dipped Yosef's tunic in blood. The dipping that will get us, that got us out is V'utavaltem ba'dom asher basof, where we took the hyssop, we dipped in the dam of the Karim Pesach. We took Agudas Ezoiv. Agudas Ezoiv, the Baal Toldos Yaakov Yosef says, is a lashon of Aguda Achas. It was a dipping of unity in order to rectify and fix the dipping that sent us into Mitzrayim, which was the dipping of the tunic of Yosef, a dipping of Sina and Pirud Levavos. We needed another dipping to rectify that, the dipping of Agudas Ezoiv. And therefore, the lesson of Tsaras, of the problem of causing fragmentation, is the central lesson we need to learn in preparation for the Yom Tov of Pesach. Because we need to remember how we got down to Mitzrayim in the first place. Pirud Levavos, Lashon Hara. By the way, and even when we read Tazria after Pesach, it will be during the Yimei Sfira, during the time where the students of Rabbi Kiva passed away. Now, in most years, we lay in Tazria during Sfira, after Pesach. What's interesting is, why did the students of Rabbi Kiva die? Well, the first thing we need to know is, what did they die with? What was their death? The Gemara in Shabbos says, the Gemara in Yevamah says they died by Misas Askara. Why does Askara come? Shabbos says it comes for Lashon Hara. So it must be putting two and two together. If the students of Rabbi Kiva died because they died of Askara, they must have spoke Lashon Hara. The thing is, we don't find that the students of Rabbi Kiva spoke Lashon Hara one on the other. We just find that they were Loi Noagu Kavai Zebazah. The truth is, if you look in the Marshan Yevamos, he says that if they died by Askara, they must have spoke Lashon Hara. Rav Shloima Arieli suggests that all we find is Shalai Noagu Kavaid. But if they were Lai Noagu Kavaid, then everyone learned from them and everyone else spoke Lashon Hara. If that's the case, isn't it timely that we read Tazria Metzorah during the Zman HaSfira when we're trying to rectify the sins of the students of Rabbi Akiva, who the Gemara seems to teach us, stumbled in the area of Lashon Hara. Okay, good. David HaMelech uses the word Ishim for Ish, yes, but there is no plural for Adam. It's Adam and Adam. Okay, this will be our first offering for today.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.